must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss.
It's in some ways been so overplayed in my mind, but it just somehow says something about a period of filmmaking that I particularly like, and I never tire of hearing.
As time goes by.
The late Patrick Litchfield talking to the BBC's Roy Plumley in an episode of Desert Island Discs from 1981, his favourite song from the film Casablanca, Dooley Wilson's As Time Goes By. Born to become the fifth Earl of Litchfield, the son of the Queen's cousin, Patrick Litchfield's childhood was split between the Anson family's historic home of Shugborough near Cannock Chase, as well as Paris and Tripoli. He took to photography at the age of just six and first photographed the Queen at a school cricket match. After 7 years in the army, he left the military to pursue a career behind the lens.
I think it stemmed from me not, in fact, liking the photographs that my parents or grandparents or anybody else took, or school children, and thinking that it couldn't be that difficult to do a bit better. Not to use the title initially, because I thought it would have been something of a disadvantage. Nobody's about to give a job to somebody who would appear to be well-heeled when there were others, perhaps more hungry than myself, wanting to work. Now I don't mind what I'm called because people tend to know, but there was a rather boring occasion when a newspaper that I was working for asked me to go and photograph Lord Litchfield.
So well, that was an easy one.
Brother stopped it after that.
A decade on from his death, his home is now open to tell the story of a royal cousin who became an artist and a friend to the famous. Richard Swinscoe is the collections manager at Shugborough Hall.
Unlike many country houses, you're able to see all the private apartments through all the state rooms that were designed and set up for his socialite friends and members of the family. Obviously, being cousin of the Queen, you can imagine the sort of the people who were visiting here. There are some anecdotes from people who've been on the estate and worked here for a long time of Patrick Litchfield on a Friday afternoon going out onto the field just behind us here outside and cutting on his sit-on-mower, a big helicopter H in the field for people to land on when they came to visit for weekends in the country. Famous models, likes of Mick Jagger, and then the Princess Anne. So, you know, high society were coming and having a kind of classic country house weekend with the Litchfields here.
Photographing some fake fur coats, I was rather stuck for the money to pay for the models, and so I rang up four friends and asked them if they'd do the job. And I found the photograph the other day, but the girls left to right, Jacqueline Bissett, Charlotte Rampling, Marisa Berenson, and Princess Salima Aga Khan.
All at a cut rate.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not bad.
At the age of 66, Lord Litchfield died suddenly after suffering a stroke. He's buried in the family vault at nearby All Angels Church. His legacy, a lifetime of photographs and a home-turned museum where visitors learn about the man behind the camera.
Time goes.